Singles, if you are single, let's talk. Don't you want to be happy? Don't you want to be peaceful? Listen, this isn't a formula. This is a flow. And that flow is found in the Word of God. My name is Faith Shropshire. This is the Single Life Podcast. Singles, being content as a single, being peacefully happy. It's not like a formula, it's a flow, and it's a flow from the Word of God. See, when you line your life up with the Word of God as a believer that is single, what begins to happen? Supernatural things happen in your life. You see things differently. You're not distracted anymore. You're not frustrated anymore about the state that you're in. You're not annoyed that all your friends are married and you're not. You're just happy. Why? Because you're in the flow. You're in the flow of the Holy Ghost. You're in the flow of the Word of God that was given just for you in the very beginning so that you would always have everything that you need. Look what Paul said in Philippians. He said, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content." Well, what does content mean? Peaceful happiness. Content. We should be content as singles. We shouldn't be frustrated. We shouldn't live in the realm of fantasy. We shouldn't be distracted. We should be really like kicking butt and taking names, just like the Bible says, not distracted and not really like weighed down by the concerns of our spouse. These should be the most fruitful years of our life. Like, there should be amazing things transpiring, whether you're a single with kids, a single without, maybe you've been divorced, whatever it is, whatever state you're in, be content. There is a place for you to be peaceful and happy in that state. And if the Word of God says you can have it, then guess what? You can have it. So what do I do? Well, I live a surrendered life. I'm a part of church. I'm a part of community where I serve so that I'm not selfish. I guard my heart. And then what else do I do? Guys, you need to be accountable. Do not do life alone. You need to. And the Bible says in Isaiah, it says, "You're precious in my sight, so I'm going to bring people for your life." You may be watching right now and you're like, there's no one really around me to hold me accountable. I'm like more spiritual than all my friends. Whatever the state may be, whatever you're thinking right now, maybe you don't have any. Well, God wants to bring people for your life. You can begin to say, "God, like, I'm precious in your sight, and I want you to bring people for my life." Because just like in the very beginning, like, it's not right that man's alone. It's not right for you to do life alone. And until you meet your spouse, then you want to surround yourself with godly friends. You want to have people that you're accountable to. You should not be isolated. People should know where you are. People should know what's going on in your world. "Well, I just don't want to talk about it." That's pride. Don't be prideful. If you're dealing with stuff, like, that's why we have each other. That's why we're in a body, so that we can work together. You know, just like whenever you stub your toe, like, your whole body goes to the aid of that toe. That toe is like little, but when it's stubbed, doesn't everything in your body respond? Don't you know that's how God created each of us? Not to do things isolated of ourselves. If my toe wasn't on my foot, would it be a toe? No, it would be dead. It would have no life. That's why you don't want to be isolated. You're a part of a body. Remember, you're going to church, you're serving, and then you need to surround yourself with godly friends, friends that believe like you do, other singles. Maybe you have, as a guy, like, maybe there's a married man that is you're able to talk to, and he holds you accountable, or a girl, another married woman. But I would encourage you, even like, find other single women, other single men, like, be accountable to people. Do you understand? Do not live your life isolated. Look what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12, 26 through 27. "If one member suffers, all the other members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the other members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually." We're the body of Christ. Like, we go together like lemon, right? We go together. We should work together. We should be accountable to somebody. We should be willing to hold other people accountable, like help people out. Like if you know other singles that are struggling with porn, they're struggling with having a quiet time, they're struggling with alcohol, like be somebody that helps them, not somebody that's like, oh yeah, everyone struggles, oh, it's hard. No, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's what the Bible says. The way of the transgressor is hard. Be somebody that's like, okay, I can hold them accountable for this. Or be somebody that says, I need accountability for this. Don't allow pride to creep in. When you allow pride and think I can deal with this on my own, the Bible says pride comes before a fall. We cannot do it on our own. We're not meant to do it on our own. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. So a friend sharpens the countenance of his friend. We're intended to make people better. Well, what is that going to require? That's going to require you to be accountable. And y'all, when you're accountable as a single, when you don't live your life isolated, just doing whatever you want, whenever you want, whatever you want, whenever you want, it's weird to say, whenever you're not like that, you're peaceful and you're happy. Why? Because you know, there's someone in my corner. It's not about like, well, you know, I'm perfect. No, like maybe you are. Maybe you're someone that you have got a bad habit of looking at porn. You got a bad habit of masturbating. You got a bad habit of sleeping around. You got a bad habit of drinking. You got a bad habit of smoking weed. You need accountability. You need someone that you can call and say, hey, this is about to happen. I've been that for people, middle of the night. Hey, you know, I got this urge. I've got this desire. Okay, well, let's pray. Let's pray in the Holy Spirit. Get up, walk around the room. Let's surrender to the Father. You got to be willing to hold other people accountable, but you yourself, be accountable to people. Where are you? Like, don't make people wonder where you are and don't think that you're above accountability. Ask people like, hey, I need help. This is where I am. I'm dealing with this thought or this fear keeps coming up or this frustration. Yes, you go to the Father in your quiet time, in that secret place. Man, you've got a lot of stuff that you can get dealt with between you and the Father. But then outside of that, you want to be accountable. You want people to know where you are. You know, especially if you're single, you're in a big city. Like when you go somewhere, text a friend. You know what I mean? Like let them know, hey, I'm going to the store, or take a friend with you to the store. Now, if you're a dude, I get it. Like, you know, girls, we're like, do you need to go to the bathroom? We like go everywhere together. I get it. Dudes, you're not going to be like, hey, can you go to Walmart with me? It's like 10 o'clock. I'm not saying that. But if you're a girl, like don't do things by yourself. Why would you? When you can hang out, when you can, well, I just like to be alone. Okay, well, you're selfish. You're selfish and you're vulnerable. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you hear in the news, like a lot of people that are taken that were running with a group of people? No, they're isolated. People that are isolated. Why? Because it's an easy target. I'm not going to be an easy target. I'm going to be accountable. If I'm dealing with something, I'm not just going to say, oh, well, I can deal with it, or you know, put on like a smile on my face and act like everything's good. No, I'm going to be accountable to someone. Hey, I know that you've overcome in this area. You're not struggling in this area. You're pretty like kick butt at this area. So will you hold me accountable? I'm going to begin texting you my highs from my quiet time. I'm going to begin like calling you anytime something begins to transpire, anytime I'm tempted, anytime this thought of insufficiency or fear or worry tries to come. Like, be humble. That's who's going to inherit the kingdom? Those who are humble. Like, you want to be humble, not prideful. Do you know who was prideful? The devil. I should be getting the worship, right? He was the leader of all of the praise in heaven. What do we do all day in heaven? We praise. Like, that was the awesomest job. But what did he say? I should be the one. I should be the one that they're worshiping. I should be the one that they're praising. Pride always comes before a fall. So just be accountable, single. If you want to be happy, if you want to be peaceful in the state that you're in as a single, you want to be accountable now. Because here's the thing. Whenever you get married, that's going to be some accountability. That person's going to know a lot about you. And you want to already be in the habit of humility instead of always being prideful and always being combative. You don't want to be like that. Jesus was so humble. The Bible even said he made himself of no reputation. He didn't think of himself. The Bible also tells us, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, but be humble, right? Well, be humble, single. If there's things in your life that you know, like, I'm done dealing with this. Well, what do you need to do? First of all, you need to go to the Father and surrender it to Him. But then you need to get accountability. If you're struggling with something, believe God and don't be prideful. Well, what if they go and tell everybody? Who cares? Eventually, if you continue doing what you know you're not supposed to do, everyone is going to know. It's all going to come out. Why? Because the Bible says all things hidden will be revealed. So who cares? Who cares if they go and tell everybody? You're going to be held accountable and you're going to be free. And then what? Then what? Then your life will be literally a living testimony of the power of the Word of God that says iron sharpens iron. So who cares? Don't be so prideful to think that you're the only one dealing with something or people aren't going to look at you the same way. Whatever lie the enemy's trying to feed you, don't buy into it any longer. Be accountable so that you can be content in the single state that you are in. And then guess what? You'll find yourself in the right place at the right time. I love you. I'll see you next time. I'm living great. Everything I do, I do in the first place. Yeah.